It's Maureen Dillon Teasdale on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today we're talking with Pervana Maldanoff, and she's with the Memphremagog Community Learning Center. Your learning center is gearing up for another set of courses for the fall, so welcome, Pervana.
Hi, Maureen. Thanks very much for having me.
It's great to talk to you. Before we start, just give us a little bit of background about the Memphremagog Community Learning Center in case people haven't heard about it yet.
Oh, yes, I'd be happy to. Well, the Community Learning Center itself is here to promote student engagement, student success, community engagement, community development, lifelong learning, which is what we're talking about here today is our adult evening courses that falls directly under lifelong learning and community engagement and development and even touches upon student engagement and success because some of our students here at Princess Elizabeth also end up coming to our adult evening classes when they're accompanied by an adult.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
We've even had students that have graduated from Princess Elizabeth that came back to teach a course. It was great.
That is great. Certainly getting a lot of community involvement and with a lot of different ages, so that's a wonderful project then. And how many years has it been going?
We started this in the fall of 2008,
mm-hmm.
So we've been going on for 6 years now. Wow.
That's great, and it's just been growing, if I understand.
Yes, it has. We started out with three students at the very beginning when we offered our classes, and three students came, and then it just kept tripling for the first little bit until we've kind of sustained ourselves around the 200-person mark.
200 people taking courses for each session?
Yes.
Wow, yes. That's incredible. And now this is for everybody in the townships. It's not necessarily people just who live in Magog. Is that correct?
That's right. We have, it's about 46% of our students that come directly from Magog, but the rest of the 54% come from Montreal, Vermont, Dixville, Quaticook, Richmond, all over the place, Mansonville. It's pretty interesting to see such a great group of people coming from all over to come and take our classes.
It is, and especially from the Vermont area. Well, that's great. Okay, fall session, you're gearing up for that. Registration, I believe, is next Wednesday, the 17th?
That's correct, from 6 until 8 p.m., and we will be serving coffee and tea and home-baked goodies. It's a fun night. You just come and talk to the instructors. They can explain to you what they're going to be offering. And all the instructors, of course, are volunteers. So anyway, they'll all be there. They can talk about their class, and you can make a decision on which class. It's difficult to choose sometimes because mm-hmm. there's, we have 15 classes, hopefully maybe 16 coming up. But anyway, it's a fun night. Come for coffee and cookies and come and meet your community. And yeah, it's a fun evening.
Okay. It's $15 for six evening courses, right?
That's correct. Just $15 for the entire 6 weeks, yeah.
Okay, that's amazing. And I guess after every class, everybody gets together and discusses things and has coffee, I guess?
Yes. The classes go from 6:30 until 8, mm-hmm. and then we all meet in the cafeteria afterwards again for coffee and cookies and, well, homemade goodies. It's great. People bring in things. Actually, this year, the girls from the Weekend Cupcakes in Stansted mm-hmm. are supplying our treats for us, which is
okay.
Very generous of them. Yes.
That's fun in itself. Definitely a social event. And a lot of different courses. I was reading here the history of the Golden Oldies.
Yes. Isn't that going to be fun?
It is. And health and well-being, Bishop's University. I guess a professor is coming from the university.
Yes, we have, for each night, it's a different professor. So we have some professors, mostly from the psychology department, but mm-hmm. we also have Susan Reed from the Williams School of Business coming to talk as well this time. So it's a different professor each night, always really interesting topics, and it's not so much a lecture. They will talk about it, but it's open communication between the students and the professors.
Interesting. And Bridge with George, Yoga with Robin, iPad 101, I guess for everybody that got an iPad and not sure how to use it. You have Beginner French Second Language and also English as a Second Language and Intermediate French Second Language. Drawing, Storytelling, Creative Journaling, TED Talks, Beginner Guitar, and volleyball. And I received an email this morning about another course to money, so everybody can benefit from a course on how to demystify money jargon, I guess.
Yes, that's correct. It's going to be an open forum about money talks, from anything from budgeting and saving to investing, retirement, inheritance, and just whatever comes up. So, yes, it should be interesting. So those of us who need some advice, this would be the place to come.
Definitely. Now, the registration is the 17th, a Wednesday. Now, the classes actually begin the following Wednesday, I believe, on the 24th. They're always on Wednesdays. From 6:30 to 8, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And you have babysitting is available too, perhaps?
Yes, we do offer babysitting services for free. So we just require on your registration form to let us know that you would require babysitting service and for how many students or mm-hmm. children. And that way we know how many babysitters we actually need. So, and the babysitting room is in the daycare room. So they have complete access of all the music, the toys, the arts and crafts. So it's fun for the kids. They have a good time.
It is. Now, is it extra for babysitting services?
No, it's free.
Amazing. Okay. And all the courses and the registration taking place at the Princess Elizabeth Elementary School in Magog, 120 Bellevue. And I guess if anybody's interested, probably the best way to get in touch with you to find out more would be the website?
Yes, the website, or they could call me directly. We're on Facebook as well, so they can contact me that way. But yes, the website, which is www.magogclc.ca.
Okay.
Or if they just type in Memphis Magog Community Learning Center, they'll find us that way too. And same on Facebook, same thing.
Okay, that's great. Good. Anything else you'd like to add? Are there any other changes except the fact that the Learning Center has grown from when it first started? Any other changes, major or minor, during the years?
Well, I think we've just become better at what we're doing, and it's really interesting that people call us and say, hey, I'd like to teach a class this time. So we're not always after people saying, what are you doing Wednesday night, and what are you good at?
Mm-hmm.
It's a skills exchange program, which is what we started out doing, and but we wanted to offer an academic component as well. So it's popular culture and academia as well.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, that's great. And thank you very much, Pravana, and all the best of luck.
Well, thank you so much, Maureen. Thank you for having me. Bye for now.